Hello and welcome back to the Let's Watch podcast. I'm your host James with my co-host Carolyn, and today we are talking about Carolyn's favorite performance, probably almost assuredly in the eyes of Tammy Faye, and it's definitely Vincent D'Onofrio as that old homophobe.
So, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, an intimate look at the extraordinary rise, fall, and redemption of televangelist Tammy Faye Baker. And this is The Eyes of Tammy Faye that came out in 2021, not The Eyes of Tammy Faye that came out in 2002.
Yes, which is a documentary, I believe, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that was confusing because I clicked on the wrong link initially and I was like, what the fuck? There's no Jessica Chastain in this movie?
Well, also, RuPaul is in it, so...
Well, then it's probably a better film.
RuPaul's the narrator.
Oh, okay. I actually could see that from his point. Like, why? Yeah, that makes sense that he would like Tammy Faye or be inspired by her.
Yes.
But did you know of Tammy Faye before this movie?
No.
Me neither. Is that because we're Canadian?
Canadian or too young. I mean, we aren't of the generation where... There has always been like the churchy channel on TV, but we're not the right generation for when people would sit down and watch their Sunday service or watch their preaching from the TV or anything like that. I remember growing up when I would like have, you know, the basic cable package and one of them, you're like, oh, I think this is a churchy channel.
Skip.
But it was never talk show churches. It was like, it was a recording of whatever the Sunday service was or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is just distinctly different, but never like... talk show hosts were religious.
Yeah. I didn't even know
or
that
Sesame
existed.
Street that was religious, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I never knew that existed either. And I guess that makes sense from the time thing because like the end of this like movie essentially is 1994. Mm-hmm. I was 3 and Carolyn was 1. So very aware of everything that was happening in the world at that age for sure. So I had no idea. All I knew going into this movie is that Jessica Chastain has been getting a lot of praise for this performance and nobody mm-hmm. else. I knew Andrew Garfield was in it, but I didn't really know mm-hmm. how big of a part he was.
I didn't know he was in it at all.
I think he's equal to her. They're like the same quality of fine.
I thought they were both pretty good, actually.
Really?
I did. And the reason I thought so was because, I mean, the characters are freaking weird. The first note that I wrote was, my God, these people are weird. And the second note I wrote was, these people freak me right the heck out because they do. They're freaks. But
they're not freaky in bed.
They kind of are for Christian people. More freaky than
they got married
they
so
been.
They could fuck.
I know. But I've seen clips of these people and I think they actually did a good job. I think where people might watch them and be like, oh, you're overacting, or this is really weird. Why'd you pick that thing or that voice? Is because they were doing real people. And whenever the real people are strange and unapproachable and honestly absurd, the acting of it is also that way. And it comes off as phony because these people are phony.
They are phony. And I just, like, this is a biopic, which, you know, we all know our opinions on biopics, listeners. You know what Carol and I think of them. And this is definitely like a by-the-book biopic. It's like basically the Cliff Notes versions of this person's life. And every time that adversity is introduced, it's like almost solved in the next scene, which I find pretty boring, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of lazy filmmaking. Mm-hmm. But like I never really cared about Tammy Faye. I was like interested in her. And I found like they focused, like there's like an interesting character there, but they just never mm-hmm. focused on it. I was like, mm-hmm, oh, right, mm-hmm. Like she is... I mean, this isn't something we should praise, but I guess we do because the world's stupid. But like she is somebody who is very religious, but is also like pro LGBTQ community and like wants to like show how like they can be religious, but they're still people. And like that was interesting to me. But then they don't really cover it at all. They just show her that. And I was like, OK, but like if this what you're using to make her seem like a good character, she's literally doing like the bare minimum of being a good person. So,
yeah, and what sucks is the fact that she did that is actually really groundbreaking, especially since she kind of pushed a lot of buttons and ruffled a lot of feathers of people that were on her side and people that could really help her career and everything. I wish they focused on that more. I kind of also appreciate, like, on the one hand, I wish they focused on it more, but I also appreciate it on the other hand that they didn't, because then it would be like, man, this lady was involved in all these horrible things and she really kind of sucks and is a big weirdo, but she was nice to the gays. Feel bad for her. So I don't know how they could have properly skirted that line.
No, I agree.
But
with
yes,
that.
To me, that is the interesting story. And I do feel like almost they tried to cover so much in this. And I actually was interested in what makes Tammy this way. And it kind of felt a bit less of unpacking that character. Because like at the beginning, I was like, oh, we're going to learn about her. Why is she so weird? Because at the beginning, they introduce her. And then we do learn a little bit about her and that sort of thing. Like when she's a student and wears the makeup and stuff and gets given shit for it. And you kind of see her kind of rebel to that. And you see how she's drawn to her husband. But I wanted to see that character, because that is the interesting part. And what motivates her to do various things beyond just, you know, God. But yeah. It did feel like this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with all of that. It's like, I wish that was more about diving into being like, what makes Tammy Tammy? And we don't ever really get that, unfortunately. It's also basically her story and her husband's story. Like, it's equally their story, which is not how they're selling this movie, is that it's way more, it's also a lot about Andrew Garfield. Like, it's them as a couple.
100%.
And it's their rise and fall.
Do you think it would be a different case if we knew about the Bakers and if we knew about the Bakers in their most recent iteration, like the 1994 iteration, just as this like comically make-upped weird couple fallen from grace, like say that that's the part we know, just similar to how we watch Spencer. The part that we know is the death of Princess Diana and the how she's like the people's princess, but we didn't know like the scandal behind it. Do you think if we knew just the most recent iteration of these people and then watched this movie, we would like it more? Because suddenly it's like, oh, that's how Tammy ended up as this part that I know her as. This is the backstory.
Yes and no, but I also don't think a movie should rely on that. Like,
no,
why
100% not. But I am curious. I mean, I don't know if my parents know who Tammy Faye is, but I'm curious if they watched this, it seems like someone who people are parents age just would know because it's relevant to the time they grew up.
They would know the news stories at least probably about how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how they would receive it because maybe they would receive it as like, oh, I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
Are you saying this is a boomer movie?
I mean, not even really. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure.
No. I just want you to insult older people. That's what I'm going for here. I kind of agree with that in a way. But I also just think that, like, as somebody who was, like, kind of lukewarm on Spencer, and, like, I did know more about, like, Diana's life, because Diana is more famous than Tammy Faye. But I still think Spencer works better because we get the interior, and it's such a short amount of time we spend. Like, it's 3 days, right? And it's just about the interior of Diana, whereas this movie is 45 years, and there's almost no interior with Tammy. And I think Tammy is more interesting than Jim, personally. Although, like, there is interesting stuff with Jim, too, but it's just so, like, we're just, like, we have to move through because we want to keep this movie 2 hours, and it's, like... Maybe this is a story that's maybe we focus on like the end of it with them, like their marriage dissolving, I think is more interesting than everything else.
Yeah. And I did find there was some interesting stuff in their dynamics and stuff because they were so sweet and so in love. And then he would do some things that kind of made him a little scary under
the
surface. Yeah. In like an atypical kind of way. But like when he was talking to, I want to call him Ro, maybe that was his name. And Tammy's like not doing so hot and is off in some other room. Jim kind of like lowers his voice and is like, oh, she's on so many pills these days. Like, it's one of those like, oh, please excuse my wife. But it's not genuine. It's not like, oh, don't mind her. She's just not been feeling well. He's like, well, she's on these pills to make her normal, pills to make her sleep, pills for da 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 da. And he's kind of saying it like, I don't know if he's gossiping or being like, man, she's losing it. But it doesn't feel kind. And then Ro is like, oh, well, as long as she's doing okay, like as long as she's better. And Jim's like, yeah, no, exactly. That's bless God, you know? And it's like, I want more of that because that was the stuff that was really interesting to me.
But then we would just skip right by it, unfortunately. Yeah. And it would just go to being like.
And see, that's why I think the acting was good, because the script told you nothing there. The scene didn't allow it room to breathe, but it was Andrew Garfield's presentation of that word that even made me notice that at all. You know?
Yes. Like any substance like and depth in this movie is the actors. For sure. And I think like I part of me is like, I maybe like Andrew Garfield a little bit more than Jessica Chastain, because I struggled with Jessica Chastain as like, oh, is this just like a voice and then a makeup performance? And partly because like, and unfortunately,
I liked her when she was young. She was sweet when she was young.
Yes, she looks significantly younger than Andrew Garfield when they're young. Andrew Garfield looks old when they're supposed to be young because he is like 40. And I know she's like probably a similar age, but she looks better, or she looks more passable at that age when they're supposed to be like, what, teenagers? Maybe early 20s at the latest. And it's like,
yeah, it kind of seems like early in school. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, that's a little rough, but I struggled with her performance specifically because it's just like, and this mostly happens in the best actress category for the Oscars.
She's 6 years older than him. Fun fact.
Oh, wow. She looks significantly younger. but it's always like performances in bad movies get nominated for best actress, or like fine movies, whereas best actor movies generally get best picture noms as well. And that's obviously because of the way Hollywood is that there's less leading roles for women. And, you know, it's just like they have to, like, it's just stuff like that happens, and it's unfortunate. And I really like Jessica Chastain as an actor, and I think she's very talented, and she definitely is somebody that should have an Oscar. My worry is that this is for the wrong role, is what they do. And I wasn't really, part of it felt like imitation as well. Whereas, and I'm going to be directly comparing it to what I assume is her biggest competitor, which is K-Stu. And please keep in mind, this is a heavily biased K-Stu podcast.
It is, yes.
Yes, we cannot be rational about her. I just found, since they're both playing real people, I found K-Stu's performance, and because it's the movie wants this, is way more of an actual performance than this one. Whereas this one just feels like part of its imitation. And then,
well, it's hard because it's such a caricature of a character that it's hard to not imitate, and like, you want to sympathize with the character, and I think that you did to a degree. But again, I don't think that's her fault. I think it's the movie's fault.
It is.
I would love to see Jessica Chastain as Tammy Faye Baker in a different movie.
Oh, absolutely. Like, if it was like old Tammy, or even like middle-aged Tammy, of like trying to force her way into like a boys club. And
yeah,
like,
or even like, yeah, because I did like when, you know, when she brings the baby to the table.
She's like, yeah, take care of this, you know.
I love that. And I like old Tammy, who's kind of losing it and is getting it back at the very end. And like, and she looks ridiculous, but you feel for her. Maybe. How about this? How about a movie where it takes place either in current old Tammy phase? Oh, no. I stumbled into that pun.
I wasn't listening, thankfully. You know, I just entirely missed that. You're forgiven.
So anyways, either in her current phase or in her past phase, but like a flashback. We could do a little flashback, you know, a la that movie with Olivia Colman that I'm forgetting.
But center it on her.
Yes, yes.
And make it less about Jim.
And it could be her relationship with him. I don't care about Jim and his career alone. I care about her relationship with Jim. But what was that movie called?
I can't remember.
The Lost Daughter. The Lost Daughter.
Yes, yes, that's what it should be. That would be such a better way to do this.
Because both versions of Tammy Faye are interesting to me, the current one and also the young one. Because the young one is like, well, how did she get there? How did she become this kind of clowny looking person?
Yeah, and I found like a little glimpses of like when she hears how other people perceive her interesting. Because they play such like a goody-goody character, and that is certainly like the brand for like the Christian televangelism, and how they want to show there's like, I guess, like more rot underneath the presentation. But I'm like, of course there is. They're people, right? And it's like these people present themselves as perfect. They're not perfect. And then it just feels like there's a lot of stuff that they wanted to cover very quickly that is like doesn't really mean anything. Also, her mom is like an entirely useless character. Like doesn't...
Yep.
It's like just there for the one moment where she's like, I'm proud of you, Tammy. And it's like, shut the, like, we don't need this scene. Like, let's get out of here. And I know.
Well, it's a trope we've seen before, the parent who doesn't approve and yada, yada.
Yeah, I just found this movie kind of boring. The performances are good. I don't know if, like, Andrew Garfield is so much better in Tick, Tick, Boom than he is in this movie. It's not even close.
Sorry, did you just vote for the musical?
I'm deleting this episode. That will make more sense when you hear the next episode. It is, but he is better in that, right? Like, he is actually very good in Tick, Tick, Boom, and he's good in this, but like, he got nominated for the right performance this year.
Yeah.
And I just think this feels like to me, if Jessica Chastain does win, which is a strong likelihood, she's like the favorite and has won all the previous ones, that but Casey wasn't nominated for a bunch of them, so whatever that means. But it's more of like, this feels like the wrong performance for that Jessica Chastain will have her Oscar for. And I think that's what the hangup is for me, is that I know she's been better in other movies, significantly better than this film. And she is good. But again, as you and I said, everything that is good about that, like this movie, is in her and Andrew Garfield's performance. Like, they bring out the depth. The movie doesn't do it for them. It's kind of like relying on
them. Yeah, which sucks. Because I was sitting there like trying to find meaning in things, and like, I did in places, but I felt like I had to work for it. Like, it's just so, man, that scene where they're getting interviewed and they're kind of getting panned because they're caught at this point, and they do this interview and they kind of are just like, God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. Like at the end, it's like, that's fascinating to me, because they are just like, they're a broken record. That's all they have to fall back on. And like, please tell me more about that. Tell me how they hide behind that.
And then they don't.
No. And then they sit there in that moment and the camera turns off and they're both so broken. And they just like, I loved that moment.
That's such a good moment.
It is, because they sit and they breathe. And like, if that moment were like the rest of the movie, then that moment would have been like, the camera turns off and they go, "Ooh, ah, man, that was exhausting. Oh, don't be sad." But they didn't do that. For once, the movie did the right thing and they let you sit there. And their reactions felt very real, because it felt like people who were like, are we gonna get away with this? Like, how did that come across? Like, and it's, I wish the whole movie was that, you know, because like later on, and this was done in kind of a Hollywoody way, but I like the intent. You know, Tammy Faye is getting interviewed and she's looking all naive and kind of clueless in the media, being like, oh, God is good, life is good, it'll be fine, I know it'll be fine. And then they show her behind the scenes begging God to speak to her, like he did earlier in the movie. Do I wish he spoke to her earlier in the movie? No, I don't, but whatever. But I like that, because it is the public facing versus the private facing. And also, like, I don't know, even Tammy's makeup getting more and more extravagant throughout the years. I wish they, like, I don't want them to directly talk about that. I think it should be a subtle thing. But it's like how you see celebrities get, like, obsessed with plastic surgery, even when it gets more and more crazy and, like, they don't look good anymore. And you're like, do you think you look good? Are you addicted to this? Like, what is this? I wanted more of that, because that is fascinating to me. What draws people to this, you know?
Yeah, and I agree with everything about that. I can't add anything else to it, because that's just the flaw of this movie in general, is just that. And I wish it was more. I wanted it to be more. But it just, unfortunately for me, it wasn't. Now, I do think it's still worth watching if it's on like a streaming service. I think I wouldn't recommend like renting this movie, even unless you had like know a lot about Tammy Faye, then you might get more enjoyment out of it than I did. But is there anything else you want to say about the movie?
No, I agree with that. I wouldn't say write it off your list, don't ever watch it. I mean, yeah, watch it for the performances. Watch it if you're willing to find meaning in it. Or honestly, just watch it if you want something fluffy and aren't looking for meaning, honestly. Yeah,
it doesn't require much like thinking. It's very much like a movie you can have on and you don't have to be 100% with it the whole time. You can like kind of
It's not bad. There are interesting things. This whole world is something we're so not used to that alone makes it kind of interesting. You're kind of curious. I was disappointed, but I mean, if you have low expectations, then maybe you won't be, and maybe it'll be a nice watch.
Hopefully. Anyway, the next episode we will be doing, oh boy, is West Side Story. You can just tell that it's enthusiasm dripping out of my voice right now. Just, boy, did I love that film. And you can find me everywhere on the internet at James Willicks, except on Twitter where the O is a zero, and you can find Carolyn
at CarolynDunk93 on all the platforms.
And you can send us an email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. And also, we'll be having a guest on the West Side Story, a musical defender.
Yes, and she's there because we're not kind to musicals. So,
or Steven Spielberg.
I feel like the way it is that we will have our opinions about why it is not good as a movie, but our special guest will be there to say, for those who like movie musicals, is it good or bad? So she'll give that perspective. Because for those who've listened to our other musicals,
you know what you're getting like, into. You know what's coming.
Yeah, it's often like, well, I didn't hate it, therefore it was like passable, you know? Yeah, or we just like, absolutely pan them, so.
Yeah. All I'll say, and to end it right now, is whose man's decided this was a classic? Who decided this? Because that relationship is so fucked up. It's so fucked up. It's so... I can't... I don't want to yell on this one, but we'll get there. We'll get...
James, I'll tell you who. It was Shakespeare.
I hate you.